Friday, 18th September. A roundup of local, regional, and international news headlines. A Voice of America report suggests that political analysts and ordinary Zimbabweans agree that it would be a mistake for Morgan Tsvangirai to declare the September 2008 Global Political Agreement dead and scuttle the seven-month-old National Unity Government. Of the three GPA principles, only Mr. Mugabe has declared himself satisfied with the degree of fulfillment of the GPA. SW Radio Africa says that the media watchdog, the Media Institute for Southern Africa, has expressed grave concern over the upsurge of hate speech against the private media and perceived opponents by members of ZANU-PF and the state-controlled media. Earlier this week, Army Commander Lieutenant General Philip Valerio Sibanda berated foreign-based Zimbabwean radio stations, accusing them of being at war with Zimbabwe, and urged the military to guard against them. Zimbabwean inflation slowed again last month, thanks to the lower cost of food and non-alcoholic drinks, the Central Statistical Office has said. While it is the latest indication that Zimbabwe is recovering from the hyperinflation of 2008, the CSO still does not publish an annual rate. According to Eyewitness News, police are charging a white farmer with public violence after he was assaulted by a group armed with sticks. Things turned ugly for Murray Pot on Tuesday when a group of settlers ganged up on him and attacked him with sticks. The farmer managed to defend himself and drive off his attackers. AFP reports that British and South African authorities have made a record heroin seizure following on operations at London's Heathrow Airport and raids in both countries. Seven people have been arrested. The total seizure was worth 27 million euros. Efforts to reduce extreme poverty are marred by the impact of the global recession, food shortages, an expected spread of the influenza pandemic this year, and climate change, according to a United Nations report launched this week. The Mail and Guardian Online says that the Trade Union Federation COSATU has declared war on Trevor Manuel, the minister in the presidency responsible for the National Planning Commission, accusing him of trying to take over the running of the country. The Kenya Parliament has overwhelmingly passed a bill that will limit the number of ministries to a maximum of 24, according to a report in the Citizen Daily. The International PENS Writer in Prison Committee has received disturbing news of the arrest of journalist, filmmaker, and talk show host Kalundi Serumaga on 11 September 2009. Serumaga appears to be detained solely for having spoken on recent clashes in Kampala and nearby Kayunga, and has suffered severe beatings requiring hospital treatment. AFP reports that Japan's new government will freeze part of its predecessor's extra budget to weed out wasteful spending, but insisted it was committed to reviving the economy. According to the National Post, an 18-year-old went on a rampage at his school in Germany yesterday, lobbing Molotov cocktails into classrooms and injuring 10 people before being shot and arrested. Police in South Africa are planning a zero-tolerance policy, which could include issuing orders to shoot to kill suspected criminals in time for the World Cup finals next year. The new police commissioner in one of the world's most crime-ridden countries is pushing for a return to the apartheid-era policy, which would allow his officers to shoot criminals in the back.